Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here with your news briefing. A fairy tale finish at the Australian Open for Aussie underdogs Jason Kubler and Rinki Hijikata, who've shocked the tennis world, taking out the men's doubles final. Playing in their first tournament together, the pair pulled off a 6-4, 7-6 win at Rod Laver Arena.
You know, Rinki and I definitely didn't think this was happening 2 weeks ago, so bit of a pleasant surprise, I should say.
Earlier in the women's final, Arina Sabalenka edged out Elena Rybakina in 3 sets to claim her first Grand Slam crown. Tonight, Novak Djokovic will chase his 10th Oz Open title against Greek cult hero Stefanos Tsitsipas in the men's final. Organisers are still yet to decide whether Djokovic's dad can attend following the Russian flag saga. It's believed an Eastern Brown is to blame for a deadly snake bite in Queensland's southeast. A father in his 60s was bitten in the Lockyer Valley yesterday and had passed away by the time paramedics arrived. It's believed he was an experienced snake handler, having previously owned pythons as pets. More wild weather has hit Auckland in the wake of deadly storms. A state of emergency has been declared following extreme flooding, while international flights have resumed this morning after the city's airport was closed yesterday. And we're about to see more homegrown talent on our screens. The federal government is expected to force streaming giants like Netflix, Disney and Amazon Prime to spend 20% of their revenue on local content. The Perth Scorchers will host next week's Big Bash Grand Final after a 7-wicket win over the Sydney Sixers. The Renegades and Heat play today, the winner to face off with the Sixers for a spot in the decider. A-League and the Central Coast Mariners and Western Sydney Wanderers have played out a thrilling 2-2 draw in Gosford. The Cairns Taipans have clinched an NBL playoff spot following a 7-point win over Brisbane. And in rugby, the Aussie men's and women's teams are out of the Sydney Sevens, both beaten by France in the quarterfinals.